Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parsha's Lech Lecha, that's Perek Yudalad Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'mei Amrapha Melech Shinar, it was in the days of Amrapha the king of Shinar, Aryeich Melech Elasar, Aryeich the king of Elasar, Kedar la'Omer Melech Elam, Kedar la'Omer the king of Elam, and Vesidol Melech Goyim, Sidol the king of Goyim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, to understand what's behind these names. Amraphel, who Nimrod? This is Nimrod, Sha'amar l'Avram, he had told Avram, Poil l'soich Kivshana Ish, fall into the Kivshana Ish. So we're saying Amraphel is a lashon of Amar Poil, he said that you should fall. Melch Goyim, what does that mean? He's the king of Goyim. Makam Yeshishma Goyim, there was a place called Goyim. Al Shem Shin Skabsu Sham Mikam Umais Mikaimis, there was a number of people and nations that gathered over there, Vimlichu Ish Alehim, and they appointed a king over themselves, Ushmai Siddal, and his name was Tiddal. So what happened with these four kings? Back to Chomish Pasuk Beis, Asu Muchama, they waged a war, as Bera Melch Sudaim, with Bera the king of Sudaim, as Bera Sham Melch Amara, the king of Amara, and Shin of, who was Melch Ma, the king of Adma, Vishem Aver, who was Melch Tzvaim, the king of Tzvaim, and Umelch Bela, Hitzayer, the king of Bela, was Tzayer. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, try to understand the names behind these kings. Bera is Ra L'Shamayim V'Ra L'Briyos. He was bad to Shemayim and bad to people. Bera is a Lashon of Beis Ra. Birsha is Shinis Ala B'Rishoy. He went upwards in his Rishos. He's a Lashon of Beis Rasha. Shin Av is Soinei Avish B'Shamayim. He hates his father in heaven. Shin Av is a Lashon of Soinei Av. Shem Aver is some Aver. He put on some sort of contraption which looked like a limb. La'uf V'Likvitz V'Limrid B'Kosh Baruch Hu, so he could fly and jump and rebel against Hashem. And Bela Shem Ha'ir, that's the name of the city. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, why was there this war over here? Kol Eilu Chavru L'Emek HaSidim, all these gathered to Valley of Sidim, Hu Yam HaMelech, that's Yam HaMelech, because 12 Shana of Dus Kedar La'Omer, for 12 years they served Kedar La'Omer, Ushlesh Yisrei Shana Maradu, and for 13 years they rebelled, so V'Harba Yisrei Shana Ba Kedar La'Omer, in the 14th year of their rebellion, Kedar La'Omer came, V'Amalach Mashri'ite, and all the kings that were with him, V'Yakos HaRefayim Ashres Kenaim, and they struck the Refayim at Ashres Kenaim, and Ves HaZuzim B'Ham, and the Zuzim at Ham, Ves Ho'emim B'Shavikir Yisayim, and also Ves HaChayri B'Haram Seir, the Chayri at their mountain of Seir, Ad El Paran, all the way till El Paran, Asher El Midbar, that was at the Midbar. V'Yeshuvu, and then they turned back, V'Yavayu El Ein Mishpati Kadesh, and they came to Ein Mishpat, that's Kadesh, V'Yakos Kol Sudei Amaleki, and they struck all the fields of Amaleki, V'Gam Esai Meir Yesh B'Chatzai in Tamar, and also the Meir that lived in Chatzai in Tamar. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pazu Gimel, Emek Hasidim Kach Shmai, that was the name of the valley, Al Shem Shahayu B'Yisad Ishar, because there was many fields over there. U'Meir Shai Agad Yesh Harbe, and there's many Midrashim over here. Hu Yam HaMelech, that's the Yam HaMelech. Lachar Zman, after some time, Nimsha Chayal Mosechai, the sea got pulled into it, and Nasa Yam HaMelech, and became the Yam HaMelech, meaning it wasn't the Yam HaMelech at that point in time. U'Meir Shai Agad Yesh, and the Medrash says, Shenizbaku Hatsurim Sivaisav, that the surrounding rock split, V'Nimshchu Yar Mosechai, and then the streams were drawn into it, but either which way, it became the Yam HaMelech later on. Pasuk Dalad in Rashi, Shtemeser Shana Avdu, Chamishim Lachem Alos Kedar Omer, these five kings served Kedar Omer, Pasuk Hay in Rashi, Uvarabas Rei Shana Lamirdan, and the 14th year of their rebellion, Ba Kedar La'Omer, Kedar La'Omer, and the kings that were with him came. Lafishu Haya Bala Maisa, since he was the main one over here, Nechaz Ba'avi HaKaira, so he came into the thickness of the beam, that means we're saying he was the one that came with all the kings that were with him. V'amalachim Elu Shlesh HaMalachim, these are the three kings that were mentioned with him, and Hazuzim Haim Zamzumim, Pasuk Vavin Rashi, Bahara Rama, Bahar Shalhem, and their mountain, El Paran, Kitargume Meshar, this is the valley of Paran. Jump to the next Rashi, Al HaMidbar, Etzal HaMidbar, near the Midbar, Kemaiva Alamate Menashe. Pasuk Zayin Rashi, they went to Ein Mishpat Hi Kadesh, Al Shema Asid. Again, this is named because of the future. Shasidin Moshe V'Aaron Lishafet Shamal Iske Oso Ayin, because Moshe and Aaron, they would eventually be judged over there because of the spring over there. The Hei Mei Meriva, let's talk about the Mei Meriva. V'Unklos Tirgumai Kapshutai, Unklos translates it in the simple way of understanding it. Makim Shahayu B'nei Amadinim Skabsim Sham, there was a place that all the people of that area, they would gather there, L'chol Mishpat, anytime they had a judgment. Sideho Amaleki, again, Adayin Loinoel Amalek, Amalek wasn't born yet, but Nikol Shema Asid, and this is called because of the future. Future, that's where the Amaleki would be. B'chatzayin Tamar, he in Gedi, that's in Gedi, and Mikra Mali B'yay Shafat. So back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. So what happened now? V'yetzei Melech Sudaim U'melech Amayru U'melech Admo U'melech Tzvayim U'melech Bela Hitzayir. All these kings came out, V'yarchu Itam Melcham B'emek HaSidim, and they waged war with them in Emek HaSidim. Who do they wage war with? Again, Eis Kedar La'Omer Melech Elam, V'sidol Melech Goyim, V'Amrapha Melech Shinar, V'Aryeich Melech Elasar, Arba Melechim, and Zachamisha. It's four kings against the five. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, Arba Melechim, V'Afal Pikin. Even so, even though four kings against the five, Nitzchu HaMu'atim, the fewer, the four kings, they won. That teaches you that they were very strong, they're very powerful. Even so, Avram, he didn't withhold himself from chasing after them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Ve'emek HaSidim, this valley of Sidim, Be'eres Chemor, is full of wells of Chemor. And the king of Sudaim and Amayra, he ran and he fell there. And the rest ran away to the mountain. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Yod, Be'eres Chemor, Be'eres Harba Hayusham. There are many wells there. Tichel Binyan, they would take dirt from there to make it into clay for building. Omer Shagadin Medrash says, Shahaya Tit Megubal Behen, the tit was actually mixed in. It was like this thick, pudgy consistency. It was kind of like quicksand of nowadays. Menasa Nes L'melch Sudaim Shetz Misham, and a Nes happened to the king of Sudaim that even though he fell inside, he was able to escape. And why did this Nes happen? There were some of the nations that didn't believe that Avram Avinu was saved from the fiery furnace. The Kimish Yatsa Zemen Achemer, once the king of Sudan was able to escape the Chemer, Haminu Bavram Lafreya, retroactively they believed that really Avram was saved from the fiery furnace. Hera Nasu, Lehar Nasu, they ran to the mountain. Hara is Kemai Lehar. The way to understand the word of Hara means to the mountain. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Aleph. So what happened? Vayichos Kol Ruchosh Sudan Vamaira. They took all the possessions of Sudan and Amaira, Vez Kol Achim, and all their food, Vayilechu, and they left. Vayichos Light Vez Ruchushai, Ben Achia Avram Vayilechu, and they took Light, who was the son of the brother Avram, and his possessions, and they left. Vuhu Yashib B'Sudayim, and he was dwelling in Sudan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vuhu Yashib B'Sudayim, Mi Garm Loizais, what caused him to be taken, Yeshivas B'Sudayim? That's because he lived in Sudan. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Gim. Also, Vayavay Apollet, the fugitive came, Vayagil Avram Ivri, and he told Avram Ivri what happened. And he, Avram, was dwelling in the plains of Mamre the Amiri, Achi Eshgar v'Achi Aner, the brother of Eshgal and Aner, Behem Bali Bris Avram, and they had sealed a covenant with Avram. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayavay HaPalit. Lefi Pshute, the simple understanding of this Pasuk is that Oig, this is talking about Oig, Shapalat Ben Amalchama. He escaped, he was a fugitive of the war. V'ushakasav, and that's why it says in Dvarim, Ki Rak Oig Mel Chabasha Nishar Miyasar Rafayim. V'zehu Nishar, this means he was left over, Shaloi HaRaguhu Amraf of Chavrev Shikur Rafayim Ashras Kenaim. Amraf and all of his kings, they didn't kill him when they struck Arshas Kanaim. That's from the Tanchuma. Now, Medrash Breishis Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah tells us, Zeh Oig Shapalat Midar HaMabel. This is referring to Oig, but he was a Palat, he was a fugitive of the Dar HaMabel. The Zeh Miyesar HaRafayim, Shnemer, it says, Hanafilm Hayu Ba'aretz, he actually had escaped the Dar HaMabel, Umeschavin Shehareg Avram, and he had Kavana. His intent was that Avram would be killed, Visa Sarah, and he'd get to marry Sarah. HaEvri, why is Avram called Avram HaEvri? Shabame Ever Hanar, because he came from the other side of the river. Baal Ebris Avram, Shakarsu Imai Bris, they sealed a treaty with him. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayishma Avram heard Kinishba Achiv that his brother was captured, referring to Light. Vayark Eschanichav Yilide Beisai, and he armed his charges or his students who were brought up in his house. Shmona Asur Shleishmeis 318 for Yirdef Adon, and they chased them until dawn. Vaychalik Aleihem Lailuhu Vavada Vayakim, and they split the night, him and his servants, and they struck them. Vayirdef Emar Chayv, and they chased them all the way until Chayva Ad Mismel Damasek, which is all the way to the left of Damasek. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Dalet. The second Rashi, Chanichav, Chanichayk. It's written as Chanichai and not Chanichav. And who's this referring to? Ze Eliezer. This is talking about Eliezer. Shechanochil mitzvahs, that he inculcated him, he taught him, he trained him in mitzvahs. And now this is a very important definition in Rashi, the understanding of what the word chinuch means. V'hu l'shain, this is an expression of haschalas knisus ha'adam oikli, the beginning of the entry of a person or a vessel, le'umanus shu asud lamed bay, to the craft that they're going to end up staying in that forever. V'chein chanoch lenar, chanukas hamizbech, chanukas habayis. Shmona asa yushleishmeh is 318. Rabbi Chazal say Eliezer Levata Haya was actually only Eliezer, v'hu minyan gematria shel Shmai, and 318 is actually the gematria of Eliezer's name. Adon, what does it mean? He struck them until dawn and no more than that. Sham Tashash Kaychay, over there he became weak. Sherash Asidim Banav Lahamid Sham Egel, because he saw that Avoy Dazar would end up being established over there. Pasuk Yazvavin Rashi, Vayachalik Aleihem, Lefib Shute Saras Hamikra. According to the simple understanding, we should split the Pasuk up. Vayachalik Huva Vada Balema Laila, him and his servants, they split against them during the night. Kedar Charoitvim, like pursuers. They split up afterwards and they chase people that are running away. One runs there, so you have to split up and chase them. Laila Klemer, meaning to say, even though it got dark, they didn't withhold from chasing them. Go to the next Rashi. There's no real place that's called Chayva. Vidan, Kairi Chayva. And this place that we're talking about, Dan, it's called Chayva. Because of the Vaidazar that would eventually be established there, and Lashon of Chayva is Lashon of Chayev, of guilty, they're guilty of Vaidazara. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yazayin. Vayashav is called Rechosh, and he brought back all of the possessions. Vagamas light to Achiv Rechosh Heshiv, and also light his brother, and all of his possessions he returned. Vagamas Hanashim Vesa'am, also the women and the people. Vayetze Melch Sudam, the Krasay, and the king of Sudam came out to greet him. Achare Shuvay Mea Kais Eskidar La'imer, Vesamalach Masher Itoy, after he returned from striking Kedar La'imer and the kings that were with him. El Emek Shave, they came to Emek Shave, who Emek Hamelech, that's Emek Hamelech. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yazayin. Emek Shave, Kach Shmai, that's what it's called. What does that mean? Panim Elonis Mikol Michshol. It was clear of trees and any sort of stumbling block. It was very smooth and flat. Emek Hamelech, what does it mean? It's the valley of the king. Beis Risa de Malka. It's the base ris of a king. Beis ris echad. The size of one base ris is Shehu Shleshim Kanim. That's 30. 30 measuring rods. It was specific for a king that he could spend time leisuring and relaxing over there. And the measures tells us, what does that mean? That it's Emek Shaveh, which is Emek HaMelech. Emek Shehushvu Sham Kol Umas. This is a valley in which all the nations, they gathered together and they were equal-minded about this. And they actually appointed Avram as somewhat of a king and a leader over them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches. Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem and Malki Tzedek, the king of Shalem. Hoitzi Lechem V'yoyin. He brought out bread and wine. V'hu Koyin Lekel Elyoyin. And he was a Koyin to Hashem. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Yudches. Who's this Malki Tzedek? Umer Shagada. Who's Shem Ben Noach? This is actually Shem, the son of Noach. Lechem V'yoyin. Kach Oysim Ligia Mechama. This is what you bring out to those who are wary from war. V'heru Lo She'en B'libe Al V'ashar Gazbanav. And he showed him that he was not upset that he killed his children. Umer Shagada. Ramaz Loyal Menaches. He was trying to hint to him this was an allusion to the Menaches V'anesachim She'akivu Shambanav that his children would eventually bring there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes. V'yirochei V'yomar. And he blessed him and he said, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon. Blessed is Avram to Kel Elyon. Koinei Shemayim V'aretz, the acquirer of Shemayim and Aretz. U'baruch Kel Elyon. And blessed is the Kel Elyon asher migein serecha b'yadecha, that he delivered your enemies in your hands. V'yitan loy maser mikol. And Avram gave him maser from everything. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yotes. Koinei Shemayim V'aretz. Kamoi oisei Shemayim V'aretz. Ideas yasin by way of Hashem making them kenon lias shaloi, he now acquired them to be his. Pasuk Chafin Rashi asher migein asher his gear that he handed over. V'chein amagencha Yisrael. V'yitan loy Avram. Avram gave Malki Tzedek maser mikol, gave him maser from everything. Asher loy, from everything that was his. Why did he give him maaser? L'fishaya kain, because he was a kain. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.